This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Most of us had probably never heard of a company called Huawei Technologies until we read the news this morning. But a U.S. congressional committee has been investigating the Chinese telecommunications giant for a year now. And today, the committee said the company may be guilty of bribery and violating American immigration laws. It also said American companies and the U.S. government should not do business with Huawei and a smaller Chinese company, ZTE, because they pose threats to U.S. national security. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz begins our coverage.
The allegations strengthen suspicions in the U.S. that Huawei is an agent of the Chinese military and would use U.S. market access for espionage and network attacks. David Wolf is president of the Beijing-based Wolf Group Asia, a tech consultancy firm. He's received funding from a Huawei-backed grant for a past book project. He says if Huawei were allowed to do more business in the U.S., it would not operate on behalf of China's government.
I would say that Huawei, given that 70% of its business is outside of the PRC, would sooner give up its business in China, indeed sooner give up its domiciling in China, than it would to cave into a request like this from the government.
Huawei is the world's second largest network equipment seller, operating in nearly 150 markets worldwide. Bill Bishop, a digital media entrepreneur in Beijing, says the U.S. government's case against Huawei is questionable.
Our government certainly, claims it's doing it for national security reasons, but I think that we can probably be pretty confident that the U.S. government is maybe the best at exploiting telecommunication networks. So if anyone's going to know how to do this, it's probably the U.S. government.
In other words, says Bishop, we can do it, so why wouldn't they?
Part of it is from the U.S. government perspective is saying, trust us. Part of it from Huawei's perspective is saying, trust us. And if you're in Washington, which side are you going to trust more?
Whatever the outcome, says Bishop, this may hurt the prospects of U.S. companies like Cisco in China, which already make network equipment and chips there. Then again, maybe not. Cisco's been sued for helping China's government censor the internet. The company denies the claims. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.